With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Powerful winter storms that pounded the South over the weekend have left at least 10 people dead, 9 of the fatalities in Kentucky, that state devastated by severe flooding. Governor Andy Beshear warns of more bad weather to come.
Tuesday night into Wednesday night, we're going to have another round of snow that is going to dump at least an inch and maybe up to 6 to 8 inches on parts of Kentucky. That will cause significant disruption and closures, especially depending on where we are in dealing with this flood at that point.
The Rockies and the Northern Plains bracing for a polar vortex expected to usher in life-threatening cold, according to the National Weather Service. Temperatures in northeastern Montana predicted to dip as low as 45 degrees below zero. Also at SRNNews.com, high-level U.S. and Russian officials preparing to lay the groundwork for talks in Saudi Arabia aimed at ending the war in Ukraine.
The U.S. delegation includes Secretary of State Rubio, Middle East Envoy Steve Witkoff, and National Security Advisor Mike Waltz. The upcoming talks are meant to precede a meeting between President Trump and Russian President Putin. Ukrainian leaders have said they were not invited to the meeting. They and officials in other European countries have publicly expressed frustration that U.S. officials are excluding them. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The Kremlin says the Russia-U.S. talks will take place tomorrow in Saudi Arabia. Meanwhile, European leaders are gathering today in Paris. It's an emergency meeting on the Trump administration's Ukraine initiative. Trump administration efforts to cut the size of government have resulted in thousands of federal workers being fired, more layoffs expected. West Texas dealing with the largest outbreak of measles in almost 30 years, 48 cases confirmed so far. This is SRN News. A religious freedom battle is brewing in New Hampshire.
Liberty Council, a Christian legal group, is going to bat for a student in the university system of New Hampshire who doesn't want to list his personal pronouns as a prerequisite for writing in a college newspaper. The paper was prepared to publish the student's article, but killed it when he refused to list pronouns, a violation of his Christian faith. Liberty Council says, quote, under the law, compelling a person to speak a message contrary to their beliefs in this way is a violation of the First Amendment. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The California Interscholastic Federation intends to keep on letting boys play on girls' sports teams, despite President Trump's threat to withhold federal funding. The CIF says it will comply with a California law that permits students to participate in school athletic teams consistent with the student's gender identity. Meanwhile, the Illinois State High School Association awaiting further guidance on the issue. This is SRN News. Today is what has become known as President's Day.
The federal holiday is officially Washington's birthday to honor George, and 34 states use his name in some way. However, 19 states use some form of George and/or President's Day. The latter took hold after the holiday became fixed in 1971 on the third Monday in February. Hope you're keeping track of all of this. The result is a jumble of names, dates, and ideas on how to celebrate. Bottom line, celebrate however you wish as we honor those who have led the nation. Jason Walker reporting.
And the holiday means no mail delivery today. The post office is closed. Most, if not all, banks are closed as well. The stock market has the day off. It will be back to business as usual tomorrow for the New York Stock Exchange and for the NASDAQ. More details at SRNNews.com.